Let's put our hands together.
To hear, oh, 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 for all the world to hear, a new world has begun, something to shout about, let it be known,
let it be known, that our God saves, our God reigns, we lift you up, up, let it be known, that love has come, love has won, we lift you up. Now, no one can keep us down. We found our voice again. Oh, 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 oh. No need for fear and shame. There's power in His name. Come on and freedom reign.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. That our God saves. Our God reigns. We lift you up.
Psalm chapter 139, verse 14 says, I will give thanks unto thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. Yes, you and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. And let us worship our Lord with this song.
You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. You and I embrace surrender. You and I choose to believe. You and I will see. You and I will see. Sound of His holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise.
the heavens shout at the sound of His holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. You and I embrace surrender. And you and I just do believe. You and I will see.
You and I will see.
You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love.
Yes, Lord, we are made to worship. And Lord, we want to take this moment to honor you, to give all the praises to you, Lord, for you deserve it, because you are our Creator. You are the Almighty. You are the only one true God in this whole universe. And when we come to you, Lord, nothing that we should be afraid of, Lord. Because once we have you, we have everything. And we're so joyful when we think about this, Lord. Thank you. We just want to thank you for your promises, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you will search our heart so that we can always come to you just as we are. With our heart, we want to give you the truest praise that we can bring, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated.
Good morning once again to those who came in after the call to worship. Now we'd like to welcome newcomers. I know that when you are amongst strangers, it's rather trepidating, but and it makes it even worse if the one next to you doesn't even wish you good morning. So if there are any newcomers among us, could I have a show of hands, please? This is a visitor's pack given to you. We'd appreciate if you'd kindly fill it up. And you're welcome to join us after the service. There is a guest table, and I'm sure the ushers will guide you to it. Now, I just want you to use this sentence, and I say, I wish you well. So if you could get up and wish one another. Having calmed yourself down, let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we approach you with grace in our hearts and sacrifice of praise for you, having done your work as a Savior and now upon your throne as King. You are truly and properly God, a great one, great in power, wisdom, justice, truth, mercy, and grace. Greatness is to be ascribed to you and worship given to you because of your greatness and a great King over all gods. You are a maker of us as creatures of our souls and bodies. We have our natural being from you. We are your workmanship, created in you and by you, and therefore you must be worshipped by us. We intercede for all residents of our nation. We pray for strong economic revival, strong marriages, godly parenting, and for honest and capable leaders. We need your wisdom and blessing on Malaysia. Let the love of patriotism rise in every citizen. Bless our land with honorable endeavor, sound bearing, and pure manners, which is totally lacking. Save us from violence and discord and confusion, from pride, arrogance, and every form of evil way. We are certain that you, who began a good work in the Ho Chi Minh ministry, will continue your work to draw many more unbelievers. We pray for your love will overflow more and more, and you will keep on attracting new unbelievers who will eventually get to know you as their Savior. We pray for FBC that we will live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, and everyone humbles himself under your mighty hands and dwell together in the unity of the faith we have in you. When we get distracted by waves of uncertainty, disturbed by storms of judgment, or merely start drifting through the doldrums of our lives, We can rely on your inerrant word as a reliable map. Your will and promise replaces our fear with hope, and you are truly worthy of exaltation. We pray with all our heart that this adventure you will take us through this year will result in countless blessings in the life of every brother and sister sealed here today, and bear fruit in the present age and this age to come. And you, Lord, went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. We ask, therefore, you heal Tina Chi, Yap Beng Chun, Tony Park, Yap Si Chin, and Pastor Joseph, if it is according to your will. Comfort them and uplift them from depression. The world is plagued with evil like terrorism, dishonest politicians, violence, and many more that makes our surrounding very disturbing with the loss of lives. We cry out to you for peace and your love to be on earth, so that all these evils will be cast away. Brother Robert Lee's sister, who passed away recently in Kluang, we believe she is now in the comforts of your arms. May your hands be on the family during this difficult time. We bless you, Lord, and give thanks to you for inviting us into your kingdom. Amen.
We come to a time of offering. Can I have the ushers out here in front, please? Just meditating a bit on what the offering means. In Mark chapter 14, we read of two people I want us to meditate on this morning. One of them was a lady who attended to Jesus, came behind, and she had an alabaster flask of the most expensive perfume. She broke that and she poured it over his head. And he called this an anointing before his impending death. It was expensive. It was an act of worship. She didn't have to do that. The other part of chapter 14, Mark tells of someone who's been with Jesus for 3 years, walking where he walked, serving where he served, living where he lived. Instead, he sold Jesus for 330 denarius. If you compare, the woman worshipped the Lord and spent 300 denarius, which is a year's wage of a worker, compared to the slavery of Judas, who sold his master for 30 pieces of silver, which is equivalent to the lowest price of a lowest slave. How you deal with your money describes how you deal with worship and what you think of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I bring the two figures together, she found Jesus beautiful. He found Jesus useful. This morning, as we put our hands into our wallets, which one will it be? What will it reflect? Let's pray. Lord, we ask this morning, as the offering is being passed along, that we, your people, will find you beautiful. And we, our offering, will reflect the fact that you are beautiful and not just useful. We ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. The red bags are for the regular offering, where we sustain the activities of the church. The blue bags are the mission offering, where we use that to send overseas to support missionaries and to further our endeavors, especially in the land of Sabah, which we're going to have some sharing on afterwards. So, baby dedication is on March 22nd. Those of you who have young ones who need to be dedicated, please contact the church office. Next week, don't come late. You come late, no service. All right, only one service next week, Chinese New Year, because most of you will be away battling the traffic jams, being utterly miserable. But those of us left in KL, we enjoy the first service, all right? All right. Just to remind you, Gamma series, Gospel of Mark will be winding now, chapter 15, March 4th, and then March 11th, chapter 16, and Jesus is resurrected, and we move on to the next one. All right, so just to remind you to come. Beta course will also have the last two on March 4th and March 11th. Then we take a break, after which we will actually have, let me forward this to Alpha. So those of you who've got friends, non-Christian friends or even church members have never been to Alpha, this is a fantastic course. Where this is the I think the 7th or the 8th, 7th one that's coming. So please bring friends, get them ready to come. Just a couple of more announcements. These ladies, I flash them every week to remind the ladies, if you've got people to pray for you, just look for them out among the congregation. And they are lady counselors. They're ever willing to walk with you in your faith and to pray with you. Chinese New Year, we only got 2 weeks to advertise this, so those of you who are thinking of buying a table or whatever, please do so today, all right? Because next week, most of you won't be around. So we'll have a gathering on the 28th. It starts at 5 p.m. Sorry, that is wrong. The dinner starts at, if you just want to eat, you come at 7. All right, at 5:30, we're going to have a show. Joanne will be playing the violin, and there'll be a Chinese choir. So that all starts at 5 p.m. It's only $30. So, and we're also inviting the folk from the Morning Glory home, from the HIV home as well, and our children. So some of you, please be generous enough to buy a table. It's only 300 ringgit for a table. So come along. And some of you want to buy for yourselves and your guests. This is a great opportunity to bring friends into the midst of the church so that we can get to know them, connect them, and maybe perhaps bring them to Alpha one day. Today we're going to have someone from Sabah share with us. We've been talking so much about Sabah and praying and contributing to Sabah. So this morning, a lady whom we've often talked about but not seen often is actually called Rumba. And she comes... Nice name, huh? Rumba gives a bit of a jive to it. So let's welcome Rumba, who's come all the way from Sabah to share with us about Sabah missions. And after that, Johnny will come up and share with us about the finances of Sabah mission. Good day.
Good morning. Good morning to Pastor and leaders. And our church members, yeah, thank you. Thank you again for bring an update of the development of the Sabah preschool. I'm Rumba, and I've brought a friend along, a colleague who just joined me, missionary also from SIBKL, Mr. Kok, Kok Takau. Yeah, he's here together also with me. Yeah, so he has just joined the ministry in January this year. Yeah. Like what we sang about, it's really all about Jesus. What is happening in Sabah and this preschool work is really all about Jesus. Yeah, and I want to thank the church for the support of these 12 kindergartens. So, and I believe that what we are doing in a little way, it is continuing the promises of Psalms 145. Yeah, like we see here, that one generation will commend your works to another. And they will continually tell of his mighty acts. Yeah, so let me start with... am I on the right? How do I do this? Right. This is the red one? The blue one? Okay. Yeah. So this is... basically, I've put in the red dots to show where... The 12 kindergartens are that is being supported by First Baptist here. We have 12 kindergartens, 2 up north, 4 down south, and we have the rest in the middle. Yes, in the interior of Renau. And these are the status of the 12 preschools, the names of the preschools, the different villages, and when it started. And I've included the status so that you all can understand and continue to pray for the work. So if you notice, I've highlighted two blue kindergartens. One is at Mankapaw, and this is not registered. It's because the government couldn't send in their worker or the staff to go and look at the kindergarten before they register. So you'll see in the pictures later why, because of the journey. Yeah, it's a difficult journey. So that's why till today we are still not registered, and we're still working at it to get it registered. Another one, it's at Unkup. It's up at Pitas area. And because the kindergarten uses the pastor's house, so the officer who came by and was not happy with that. And we can see how God has actually moved the people. And now we will see later that they are planning to build a kindergarten. Yes, so with the onset of this preschool, God has guided us with four very clear strategies. And one of the strategies is that the kindergarten belongs to the people, ownership, yeah? We want them to know that the kindergarten is the church belongs to the people in the village, and we are there to walk with them so that the kindergarten will grow. Yeah, the kindergarten will grow and will stay. So this is one kindergarten. It's at Nampasan Baru. This building is the church building. They've used it for ministry and for preschool for Sunday school. So the kindergarten is at the ground floor. And there's two pictures here. I've put in the picture above is a teacher, the earlier teacher. She was with the kindergarten, and she had to stop because they couldn't afford to keep her as a kindergarten teacher. She needed to move to the bigger town to earn for the family. So the lower picture is the new teacher. She's called Joannika, and she started as a kindergarten teacher there. And this kindergarten, it's the number is small. Yeah, it's been small for the last 2 years. And I have included the fourth picture to show you that our challenge is also to compete with the government preschool. They call it the Prasekolah Kerajaan. So if there is a Prasekolah Kerajaan in the village, the problem is some of the parents, their mindset, they still prefer the government Prasekolah. And also sometimes they get threatened by the teachers at the government preschool. They insist that the children must go to the government preschool. Yeah, so this is about Nampasan Baru. This is kindergarten at Takutan. Really, I'm awed at what God has done for this kindergarten. Actually, a team of you who went to visit this kindergarten of the first time in Doreen. This kindergarten is actually at the back of a community hall. It's a small, narrow kindergarten. So the picture, if you see, it's the classroom, very narrow, and it's the back of it. And the number of children has been small. Even for me, if I look at the situation, I would not send my child there because it's so narrow and so humid. But it's so wonderful that what God did recently, somebody donated building materials to the kindergarten. And the little material has a kind of double. It's just like the word of God, you know, with the bread and the fish, you know. I really feel that how the people has come together and they build it. So now the kindergarten is so much bigger. It's connected to the community hall. And now you look at the number of children. There's the teacher with the number of children there at the kindergarten at Takutan. Okay, this is Togop Laut. Togoblah, I think some of you have experienced, like Vincent and Doreen and the team. You've seen they've seen Togoblah. It started with a small, very small women's ministry house. So like I said, our first strategy is to ensure that they know it is their ownership, so they look for a place. So this is their place they started with, and then they were praying for a new kindergarten, so they had the faith to start a new kindergarten, and so the project started. And First Baptist actually donated 20,000 to the building, but it was struggling. Yeah, they didn't complete it. It was struggling, but it was wonderful how God worked, and now we see the end product is so beautiful. It's one of the most prominent building that is in the village. Yeah, and we thank God how the Lord opened doors and how the Nippon came in to paint the building. And now they are so proud of that building, you know, with the flag flying and the fans, you know. So that's the picture of the kindergarten, inside the kindergarten. Yeah. Okay. Tinaum is the one that Mark and two others, Pastor Mark, went to others to stay there for 6 days. I purposely have the first two pictures up. The first picture on the right is I went there, visited twice. Whenever I go there, it's only the pastor, the leader, the youth leader will be there, and the teacher will meet me. There's about 2-3 people who will meet me, and not many children will come along. It's a sad state when I go there. I didn't show the picture of the pastor's house. You know, it's like a shed. I think it's going to break down already. Mark would know. Yeah. So, and I thank God when we discussed my last time I came here, and I just discussed with the leadership and talked to Doreen. I said, is it possible to have a pastor at Tinaum so that the kindergarten work can progress? And I thank God for your support. There is a pastor now there. And you look at the next picture that I have it up there. This time I went, there were so many children, you know. It's so exciting to go there and see the children. They welcome me. And wow, it is. You can see the difference. You can really see the difference that's happening in the church there. Yeah. So, and now they have. We have worked at a new building at the back of this church. If you notice the structure. Yeah, I think Mark, they helped with part of it, building it. And we thank God. Yeah, we thank God for the progress of this kindergarten. Yeah. Okay, this is the one that I highlighted, the Mangkapo. I said the government couldn't go in there to register the kindergarten. It's because we have to cross a river. They had a hanging bridge that collapsed 2-3 years ago. So now the only access to the village is, you know, using the sampan. Yeah, using the sampan. So we have to take the boat, the small boat across the river. And then not just across, we have to walk quite a distance. So that's why the government has not sent their people in to take a look at the kindergarten to register it. So after much appeal, they have agreed that and given me the form so that I could go in and get the data for them so that they could register the preschool. I thank God for that. Yeah. So the building on the right is the preschool using the pastor's house. And that teacher, I had particularly put her photograph up so you could pray for her. Because they don't have a teacher from the village. We wanted ownership within the village, but so that they could have their own teacher. But there was no teacher there with SPM. They qualified to be a kindergarten teacher, so I had to bring in a teacher from another village. So Veltika is from Kudat. She's from up north, and she was willing. Yeah, she was willing to go to this village and be the kindergarten teacher there and to help the villagers. So do pray for her, uphold her. Yeah. Okay, Wayan is another village in the interior of Ranau, and they're using the government community hall. It's a small hall, and the children gather there every day for the kindergarten. And now they are struggling with their church building, so we have shelved the possibility of extending the kindergarten at Wayan. Okay, Solop, this is a kindergarten that's at the Lundaya area. The Lundaya is down south, and we started using the kindergarten, that building, you know, we see the building is at the back, a small room, a small space for the kindergarten. So it was a struggle. Initially, it was a real struggle to have the kindergarten. And I thank God, now the people has come together and they've put up the building. And with whatever funds we had, the building is completed. And Jalina, again, I put up a photograph because Jalina is from another village. She's a Murut. And she has decided and agreed to come in to be a teacher here at Solop. Okay, this is another one, interesting one, at Kaban. Initially, we couldn't find a place to start the kindergarten. We couldn't find a place. So after much discussion, they decided to use that orange building which belongs to the village. It's the community hall where the people use it for weddings and for other kind of occasion. So we started also a difficult struggle. And after a while, I thank God that they started building another building. If you see next to the orange building, that is the building. And it's now done up painted green and beautifully decorated by the teacher. Yeah, so it's wonderful. You see, and the children in their uniform. So it's wonderful to see the progress of the kindergarten. Yeah, it's so wonderful. Hey, Ungkop up in Pita's area, and we were using the pastor's house, that is the yellow house. We were using the ground floor as the kindergarten. And because the pastor lives above the kindergarten, so the government is not happy. They said, no, you cannot have somebody living up there, you know, and they don't want, in case they said, you know, there could be fire and all that. So we couldn't, they did not give us the permit for this kindergarten. And so I thank God that actually there were some people who donated some building materials. We just wanted to extend the front a little bit for the kindergarten. But what happened, the people decided to use those materials, and then they whatever they had, they gave to the kindergarten, and now they're starting a new structure in front of the yellow building. If you notice, in front of the yellow building as a kindergarten for the three villages that is close by. Yeah. So, and this is Mangkapon. Mangkapon is also quite new, and we are using the church. The picture at the bottom is the church. Because there is no other place, so we decided to use the church to get the kindergarten started. And here we have difficulties because of a few denominations in this village. Do pray that God will work in the hearts of the people. I thank God that now at the top leadership, there is coming together, helping one another, even though we are inter-denomination. But the people are still, they're still not ready for that. But do pray that the children from the different denomination will also attend the Christian kindergarten instead of going to the government or the Kamas. Yeah. Okay, Katubu. And Kapulu, we see this Katubu and Kapulu, these two particular ones, high up in the mountain. Yeah, so James and Lai, they came along, and it was a challenge to go up there. Yeah, so we started the kindergarten there. The people request for the kindergarten. It's a very poor Murut area. Yeah, it's a very poor Murut area. So we're using the old church building. Yeah, if you see, there's two buildings. We're using the old church building. And with the setup by First Baptist, the children are gathered there. And we also have children as old as 10 years old coming to the kindergarten to learn to read and write. So you can understand the situation in Sabah. You have those even above 10 and still cannot read and write because they're not attending any school. Yeah, so we allow them to come to the kindergarten to learn in the kindergarten. So this is Kapulu. The yellow arrow shows the village that is hidden up in the hill. So it's quite a journey to go there. And we have also started the kindergarten using the church, the building. So we have actually done up the classroom next to the church, annex. Yeah, and the children are gathered there. We have about six children right now at Kapulu. Yeah. Okay, so like I mentioned, there are four strategies. The first is ownership. Second is registration at the kindergarten, and the third is to make sure that our teachers train so that they will acquire some skills in teaching. And the last is sustainability. So to sustain the work, we have also put in transport. Yeah, to put in transport so that children can be sent, children from nearby village can be sent to the kindergartens that have been that we have started. So we pay for the fuel for the van. And lately, I believe many of you would know that FBC actually giving to the food for the children. So 7 of these 12 preschools are given food now. They get to have free food. So now the number has increased, yeah, because of the free food. Yeah. Yeah, it's like that lah. When the poor, they need the food first, yeah? So we thank God for the food, yeah? Yeah, so they don't need to pay for the food. Yeah, so to help with the kindergarten, so we have actually also had some workshops done with the preschool operators, yeah, from the village, and we've also acknowledged and given token appreciation for preschools that is above a year, so that they encourage, yeah, the local leaders, yeah, to continue and press on with the work, and towards self-sustainability, that is our last strategy. we recognize that this support, we cannot continue on for 5-10 years. So we are praying that the kindergartens can be sustainable after, you know, we hope at least after 2 years, but it's been difficult. It's been difficult. So we have started this self-sustainable through agriculture, and there is this effort by NGO to help, and they started planting roselle at this Kampong Mangkapo, and they're hoping that we can connect. So what I mean by connect, maybe I should explain the example at this Kampong Samparita. They have started this coconut, virgin coconut oil. And what happened is that this particular village, they process it. They actually have the coconut trees, they get the coconut, they process it, and then they bottle the oil. And this church in Johor Bahru takes about 100 bottles every month. They take the bottles and, you know, they consume it or they sell, it's up to them. So the money comes in every month to the village at Kampong Samparita. So we're hoping that kind of effort, instead of just sustaining us with, you know, giving, but is there a way where the West and the East can connect? So that's where Kampong Mangkapo, they're hoping to do the roselle. And very soon, we hope that we can bring in the roselle jam for you all to try. Yeah, and see whether we work from there. Yeah, so that's for Kampong Mangkapo. Okay, our needs and challenges. Like I mentioned, to be self-sustainable after 2 to 3 years, we're working at that, but we have difficulty, so it's a challenge. And of course, to upgrade our preschool teachers. So in 2016, the government wants a minimum qualification of diploma in early childhood education. So we are in the midst of upgrading our teachers. So right now we have 27 of them following the diploma program with Help University, and 22 with Sidma College. So Brother Kong has joined the team, so he'll be helping me basically handling the training of the preschool teachers. Yeah. Why we have a challenge with self-sustainability is because Sabah is the poorest state in the whole of Malaysia. So this is the data we can see. The blue line, the green line, and the red line, it shows the 10 years, you know, and the center is zero poverty. So you notice, like, say, example, Kedah, after every 10 years, you know, the blue line goes down to the green line and goes down to the red line. So it's towards the center, meaning poverty has decreased. But you look at the Sabah situation, from the blue, the green, then up again, the red. So Sabah actually is the poorest state in Malaysia. So we are having difficulty for self-sustainability, at least for a while. So this is the progress. A quick look at the progress. I thank God for the 90 kindergartens that have started in Sabah. Yeah. And of the 90, you all are supporting 12. And this is the breakdown of the number of years the kindergarten has started. And I thank you for the extension that has been approved, the support, four kindergartens that have moved to the third year and the fourth year. And I've appealed for the extension, and I thank you for the extension given for the kindergartens. Yeah, so I end with a special thank you to members, leaders, yeah, the mission department. Thank you, pastors and friends, for giving to the work in Sabah, and for this partnership, for the extension of the preschool, for the food money, and for the pastor, Pastor Rubina, yeah? Yeah, and for your prayers and encouragement. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Can I have the finance one, please? Thanks. I just a very quick sharing on the finances of the Sabah project and how we have used the money that the church has so generously contributed. Not this one, the finances. Not this one, the four slides, son. Not this far. I don't have, is it?
While we're waiting, the treasurer wants to remind all of you who actually claim money from church which you use first, please register with the church. We're going with e-commerce, so you have to fill up some form that goes to the bank. So when we pay you, we don't give you a check anymore. We give you electronically into your account. So those who actually claim money, please register. Otherwise, you won't get paid. Thank you. Can we have the Bible reading, please? Thank you.
Good morning, church. Today's readings from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they have seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. This is the word of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Sorry about it, technical error. Okay, you can have the first. Okay, basically what you see here is the overall picture. What we have received to date is 72,000 since 2011. Thank you for the church generosity. And this, you see the funds disbursed is basically broken down over the four-year period, based on building fund, kindergarten, the MTS students, the pastor. And what we have in balance is 257,000 that we can continue to use to support the 12 kindergartens and any other further projects that we see that's going to be beneficial to Sabah. Okay. This is the commitment to the 10 MTS students. Please do tell the church that out of the 10 that we have supported, 5 have already graduated and is now serving in their respective churches. But what we are now thinking of is supporting an additional 5, so they will make it again 10 MTS students. And also we have just spoken to Rumba to try to connect these 10 MTS students so that they can now go back to the 12 kindergartens that we are supporting. So at least then there is a synergy of effort. So this is handled by Pastor Hilmi. Okay, this is the commitment to the 12 kindergartens. As you can see, we have completed year 1, year 2. Basically, year 3, we have given the funds for 2 kindergartens, and we have agreed to continue support 3, 4, 5. And this is the commitment that we will need to give to support the salary of the teachers. We are actually supporting 2 teachers, one main one, which is for 500, and secondary one, which is a second teacher for 400. So the church commitment is only 900 per month per kindergarten for the teachers. Okay, so we have said, like I said, we agreed to support another 5 new MTS students, and that's the commitment per year for the 5, 22,500. And this is the funds required at the last slide, based on what the church and mission board has agreed to support. Year 1, in 2015, we'll need about 138,900, out of which currently we have about 207,000 left, which means we can still continue to support for the first year. Second year commitment to third and fourth year, it averages to about 160,500 per year, which means that's the funds that we'll need to continue to support this project. So I appeal to the church to consider continuing supporting this ministry. That's all for the finances. If there's any questions, I'll take it after the service. Thank you.
Let us all arise. We continue to worship our Lord before the sermon. We continue with this song, Heart of Worship. King of NS World.
King of NS World. No one could express how much you deserve. No one we can put. All I have is yours. Every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song. For the song in itself is not what you have. Search much deeper within, through the wavings of your looking into my heart. It's all about you. It's all.